Okay, everybody, weird times. This is our first foyer into what we're going to call woke apnea. It's a little bit different than what we've been doing on Gonzo Fatherhood. I don't know how it's different yet. Probably this first episode is going to be like, oh, it's a lot alike. But I don't know. We just felt like over time it just... I don't know. We're not so much focused on the fatherhood aspect of it, particularly when we talk. We're just kind of talking about things that are going on in our lives. And let's face it, it's a good reason for us to keep in contact, especially as like in a little over a month, you guys are going to be running back to the States. So gives me a good reason to get a hold of you guys and make sure you guys are still talking to me, even though you guys are adults now.
Yeah. When did you first bring it up? I remember you first brought it up talking about trying to name it. And you were trying to change the name. Sure. And you're changing it to that. And then you told us why. And that was pretty cool.
Yeah, it was a couple of months ago. The first time that I was like, ah, you know, we kind of talk about a lot of things. And the idea is that, you know, people have sleep apnea. So for those of you guys out there, sleep apnea is one of those things that didn't exist when I was a kid. But now, like, half the people my age have it. Everybody's parents have it. Sleep apnea, where, like, I don't know what happens. Your tongue gets big overnight and you can't sleep. You can't breathe. I don't know what's going on. The same people that have sleep apnea now, they're probably also complaining, like, nobody had a peanut allergy when I was a kid. It's like, okay. Nobody had to, like, hook themselves up to machines when they slept when I was a kid either, so.
Yeah, doesn't Nana have sleep apnea?
Yeah, yeah. When she came out here, we had to, like, go get distilled water. So I need distilled water.
Oh, so, yeah, I remember that.
It's like, dude, can you tell me before you're here that you need distilled water to sleep? We're in Germany.
Yeah, she brought out the money that she had brought. She was like ready to pay for it.
Yeah. Oh man, my mom is just hilarious because no matter how much you tell her, she's not gonna do anything that you tell her to do. It's like, don't do the money exchange at the airport. They'll rip you off. Well, we just did a couple hundred euros. It's like, all right, it's fine. But yeah, so anyway, like, people have this sleep apnea thing, and I feel like at times, I feel like personally I have woke apnea. Like, I try to be, and I think when we're talking, like, we try to be woke-ish. I don't know, we try to be, I don't know, I feel like woke, yeah, is like this bad term now, but we try to be like current with the times, like try to learn, try to keep pace. As people are being more and more vocal with their challenges, then you're like, oh, that bothers you. And I think as society, we're all upset because we're like, oh, now everything bothers everybody. It's like, nah, I think everybody's just comfortable enough to say the things that have been bothering them forever, you know, to say the things that have been on their mind forever. And as people are coming out, people are upset. They're just like, no, it's never been that way. It's never been that way. It's like, no. Everybody just shut up for so long. And now they feel, yeah, comfortable saying these things. And as they feel comfortable saying things, it's hard for me to figure this out. We talked about this before with like Sam Smith, and how like my own little trick for them there and all these things where you're just trying to do the right thing and not offend anybody. So I feel like we have periods of woke apnea, you know,
yeah,
we're trying to be woke, yeah, but we like snap out of it and we sleep for a little bit or we get unwoke. I don't know what that is, but so that's,
yeah,
that's why it's called woke apnea. So there. Well, the other thing too, is like the fatherhood podcast was based off the fact that you guys are kids. And I got these kids and stuff, and I'm still a father, but I don't have kids anymore. I have adults. Because you guys turned, yeah, 18 just a few days ago.
Yep. Yeah.
What was all that like?
It was pretty cool. Y'all got us all decorations and stuff, and it was great. And then we were just 18. I stayed up. Did you stay up, Medea?
Oh, yeah, you did.
Yeah, you came into my room. She came into my room, and she was like, happy birthday. And I'm like, oh, happy birthday.
Were you up?
Yeah, I was like, we're 18.
Yeah, I was up. I was on the phone. Yeah.
That was pretty great.
You guys got your tattoos. Nice.
Okay. It's a marshmallow on a stick.
Nice.
It's roasting.
I got one of them.
Yeah, you copied me.
What'd you get, girl?
A lighter.
Ooh, I got one of them.
Yeah. Yeah, do the flex and see how much it changes.
Oh, it gets weird. I don't even have to flex. I just have to move my hand. And it looks weird. Look at it already.
Mine doesn't move at all. Look, there's nothing. Look, no change. No change at all. Yours curls.
Well, my bicep is weird. So weird. Well, yeah. A lot of that's just because my bicep is weird.
I wish I had a weird bicep so I could curl.
Because it doesn't have anything here. So it's like, it's missing. It's all gone. So it makes the lighter unsavory. So I've been asked this question. Why did you guys choose to get tattoos that I have? Did I force that on you is what I was asked. Like, did you make them get, look, you got to pick off the body. you got like 13 to choose from. That's it. Why'd you guys choose that? Why did you guys choose what y'all chose?
I chose mine. Well, I had already been thinking about a lighter, but I didn't really know if it was a great idea because I always liked lighters. Every time I went to a gas station, I talked about it before. Every time I went to a gas station and I would pay for anything, I would look at the lighters and see which one I didn't have yet. So I'd buy like two or three at a time at most usually. So I always really liked lighters. I had like a whole box of them. I had so many. And then, so I always thought that, I always thought a lighter, but I was like, it's kind of like, it's not traditional, you know, it's not really something that you get a tattoo of. And then I knew you had one and I was like, you know what? I think it'd be cool. And it just made it better. It just made it better to get one because like you had one too. And I was like, oh, we'll just match. It'll be cool. Mm. So yeah.
What about you, girl?
I'm not too sure why I chose the one that I chose that was on you, but I do really like it. Like, that's probably, like, my favorite one that you have, but you had wanted us, like, you said that it mattered, or, like, our first tattoo mattered, that it should be something that's pretty important, and you're pretty important, I guess, so we picked the ones that were on you.
Yeah. Okay. All right. That makes sense. I guess that makes sense. What did you guys think about the experience going getting tattooed?
It was cool. Yeah, I liked it. It was pretty cool. Yeah. There was something I didn't even notice. Like, because right after I got it, I thought she was asking to see it. So I showed her. And then Daddy kept saying she needs to see the other side. And I was like, why? There's nothing there. Like, I didn't get it. I still don't know why. Like, why did she have to see here?
Because you had ink.
Why did she have to see the opposite side?
You had ink running on your...
I did?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was running on you.
I like looked!
Underneath your arm.
No. Yeah, there was a spot that was there. You couldn't see it. Yeah, she was trying to tell you.
Oh, I thought it was like... That's funny. I didn't know what was going on.
Yeah.
So, yeah. It was fun.
And you guys got tattooed by the same tattoo artist.
Yeah, I liked it. I would do it again.
Right, yeah, away you're already thinking about it. Yeah. what'd you think about your experience, girl?
I liked it. I liked sitting there because we had to lay on a table. Not a table, but we had to lay down like completely and we just had like our arms out. And that was pretty good, but then you're kind of just there for a while because I was there for almost 3 hours. And so I felt it. But I liked it overall.
It didn't hurt.
No, it's a it's very like, I mean, it hurts, yeah, but it's very like, I don't know what the word is. It's like a, it's definitely you something you can handle. Like,
yeah,
you just have to talk yourself through it, if anything, you know. Just make sure you're breathing and relaxed if, like, you need to do anything. But it's pretty, it's not too bad. It's not too bad. I think it also depends definitely where you get it, you know.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you guys were making Alexa nervous, just how stoic you guys were and how well you were taking it. I definitely think tattoos do hurt. I always used to describe it as, like, a slight kind of, like, a burn, a little bit of a burn. But I would say that at the pain from a tattoo is very, it's very easy to disassociate yourself from it. Like, it is a pain, but it's very easy to kind of block it out. It's very easy to just focus on something else. I'm sure that, I mean, I've had, you know, had an accident here or had an accident there where I've been in a lot of pain, and there's no, like, focusing on something else. There's no putting yourself somewhere else. Like, it's gonna hurt. But the pain from a tattoo, I feel like if you're reading something or if you're watching something or if you're listening to music, you're good.
I was listening to music and I felt pretty sleepy.
Yeah.
I was tired.
I definitely fell asleep during mine for a little bit, my first one. And I was like 13 and it was on my leg and it was painful, but I don't know, you're just there and you're bored and you're sitting there, and I didn't bring anything. I was 13 too, so it's not like I had, you know, like I couldn't watch Netflix or something like that, you know what I mean? So I was just kind of hanging out there. And I was scared too a little bit because I was like in a tattoo shop and I didn't know the guy who was tattooing me very well. I met him just then, even though I got to know him, I got to know his son like later. I went to school with his son. But, like, we're just in this bad tattoo shop on South Preston, like, this bad part of town. And they're just blasting Rammstein. Like, they're blasting this, like, German metal music. And it's like, all right, I'm super 13. I never felt more 13 than then. But now you guys got your tattoos out of the way. Alexa got her tattoo as well on the same day. You guys all nailed it. We couldn't have timed it better either because it was like tattoo, then the other tattoo artist was free, so we could do that. And it was just a, it was a long stretch, but that was super fun. And Alexa keeps finding ways. So for those of you guys that don't know, Alexa's my wife. Alexa's the girl's bonus mom. And yeah, she keeps finding ways to put it into conversations, huh?
Yes, she did it literally 30 minutes ago.
What was she doing? What'd she say?
She came into the room and she said, speaking of tattoos, and then she brought up what she like, how it looked good with what with her uniform for work. And nobody was talking about it though, so she just kind of did it out the blue.
Yeah,
and that's how she brought it up.
I like it. So what is so you guys just turned 18. Like, what does being 18 mean to y'all? Does that mean anything to you guys? Like, when you guys were younger, were you guys ever like, when I'm 18, blah, 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 this, that?
I don't think so.
No?
Not like a certain age. I think, when I'm old, like, I think whenever I was, like, in elementary school, I'm like, oh, I can't wait till I'm in high school. And then high school wasn't that great, but now it's like, I can't wait till I get older and I like live on my own or something.
Oh, yeah.
So never like an age.
Yeah. Just like these milestones. Okay. What about you, girl?
No, just like certain freedoms that you get for being 18, you know?
Okay.
I guess I'm just excited about that a little bit.
All right.
But I mean, it's not a huge deal to me. Yeah, because you still can't really do too much. Yeah. Like, you can't even run a car.
You know, they say, like, one of the most childish things that you can do is want to grow up.
Yeah.
Ew. That's cool. So, between y'all's tattoo and between y'all's birthday was my birthday. And I shaved my head.
Yeah. Yep.
Something that you guys were adamant against for ever, seems like.
Yes. Our whole lives, you had hair. You do it 2 days before our birthday.
Yeah.
You do it on your birthday, so we can't tell you that you can't do it.
What's up? That was pretty smart, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ugh, whatever.
Well, what do you guys think?
It was crazy when we first saw you. It looks good now. We got used to it.
Yeah.
It looked good too when we saw it. It was just like, you know.
I think Alexa for like 3 days, every time I would ask her, she'd be like, I'll get used to it. And then I was like, what if you got your hair done and you came in and you're like, what do you think of my hair? And I was like, I'll get used to it. Like, that would be bad. I would be in trouble.
That'd be
pretty mean.
Yeah. So that's how I feel.
Yeah.
But everybody keeps telling me that I look younger. Like today, like everybody who sees me, not everybody, but a lot of the people who see me who haven't seen me yet. Because people cycle in and out of my work, and we have a lot of people that work in other buildings. And most of them will be like, oh wow, like you look a lot younger. And I guess that's nice, like they're trying to be nice, but I can't help but be like, all of y'all thought I looked super old for at least last couple of years, obviously. Everybody lies to you and it's just like, no, like your hair, it's very distinguished. It's very, you know, you look great, you look distinguished. But then all of a sudden, you're telling me that I look young and vibrant and be like, oh man, I thought you were gonna die, but you look pretty good.
Yeah.
So it's just trying to figure out now. So like, this is like 2 days of growth. And I think that's about it. I think I'm gonna be shaving it like every 2 days. Because it just feels like it's a little bit longer. I just like it. I like it shaved. And
you
when
don't
I
want
run
a
buzz
cut?
No, I don't think so. Well, I keep on running into people who shave their heads, you know, and I have people at work that shave their heads. And when they have it about this length, like we were at the bank today and the guy next to me, I felt like it was a subtle flex. Cause like I have the same haircut as him. We have the same shaved head and it's about the same length, but he has like a big bald spot here and like a big spot here, you know, and I'm right there next to him and I could see him like looking up at my hair and like looking up that I like had hair, and I'm just like, I'm sorry, man. Like, I don't know what's going on here. I don't know how one bald guy makes another bald guy upset.
We all took a picture with your hair for the last day. Yeah.
Did we?
Remember?
Yeah.
We took it right before we all went to bed. See?
I can barely see. You can't even tell that I have hair there.
Yes, you can. You see the mohawk right here.
Oh, okay. That's right. Oh, because you made me. Y'all were like, do this. Do the mohawk for the last time. Yeah, that was it.
Yeah.
It's gone now. Never again.
Wait, never again?
I don't know. I don't think so. I mean, maybe at some point. Maybe when I'm out and I can grow it like longer or something like that. I don't know. It just seems, this is super easy. Cause like it takes like less than 10 minutes to shave my head.
Yeah.
And I was getting my hair cut every week because I like it. I like it real short on the sides regardless, right? So I was getting my hair cut every single week. And that's a good amount of money. So now I don't know what I'm going to do with all the savings because I'm not passing the savings on to you.
Dang.
So I know it's a different show, but I think we should do dad jokes. What do you guys think?
Nice. Yes.
It'll still be dad jokes like from Gonzo Fatherhood. It'll be on Woke Apnea, but it'll be the same thing. We can even use the same song. Because it's still Gonzo Fatherhood Presents Dad Jokes.
Yeah.
So we'll just roll that.
So it's a segment still?
Is that cool?
Yeah. That's good.
Yeah.
All right, we'll do it.
Gonzo Fatherhood Presents.
Hey, All right, so since we're coming up on a holiday, we will start off with the bonus dad joke, and then we'll each do three. The bonus dad joke is...
Okay.
Holiday.
I was like, you said it's holiday? The 4th
of July. I know, I thought you were talking about our birthdays. I'm like, dang, our birthdays weren't a holiday. And then I thought... I didn't know you were talking about the 4th of July.
Wow, obsessed.
I'm ready.
A lot of people are going to be enjoying their day off on the 4th of July, but not fire. Fireworks on the 4th of July.
Oh my gosh.
Solid joke.
All right.
Who's next?
Go, my dear. Okay. I hate my job. All I do is crush cans all day. It's so depressing.
Nice.
Okay.
I think the girl at the airline's check-in just threatened me. She looked me dead in the eyes and said, "Window or aisle?" I looked her in the face and replied, "Window? Window? Window? Or you'll what?" I messed it up! Because I stuttered! It was so good! It was so good. It was so good.
Window or aisle? Today, Junior.
Sorry.
That was good. It made it more fun.
Ow.
Did you guys know that 10 plus 10 and 11 plus 11 are the same thing? 10 and 10 is 20, and 11 and 11 is 22.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Math.
Yeah. Nice one.
Thank you. Thank you, girl.
All right. My turn. I made a belt out of the old watches I found in my attic. It was a waste of time. That's a good one.
Have you not done that one before?
You're welcome. No. She hasn't done that.
Oh, someone else did it. Somebody didn't listen to Gonzo Fatherhood very often. Somebody did that one on the show.
Oh, no.
Wow, Medea.
Okay, I have another one. I have another one.
Locking in 4K.
Hey, chill. I have another one.
Do you have two more? Or you only have one more? Because if you only have one more, we got to go through the rotation. Okay, go ahead.
I have two more. I feel like I said it. Want me to try, though?
You want to try?
A storm blew away 25% of my roof last night. Oof.
What happened?
I think you have said that one before.
Fix got so upset she got digitized.
All right. This one is a bit tasteless, so be warned. Water.
Oh, that's a good one.
Is it?
Thanks, girl. It is!
Yeah. I knew that was going to be a part of the joke.
Shout out to hydration. Okay, so two guys were drunk and they were about to get into a brawl. And one of them grabs a stick and draws a line in the dirt and says, "If you cross that line, I'm going to punch you in the face." That was the punchline.
Dang, that's a good one. I think it's a smart one.
Yeah.
It's a thinker.
I accidentally sprayed deodorant in my mouth. Now I'm speaking with a strange accent.
I get it. I get it. Yeah. I get it. Good job.
Good one, like Medea.
Accent. Huh? I like to smell like an axe.
Yep. Strippers don't have air conditioning in their house. Only fans. Yeah. God. It's true.
I hate having adults. What kind of tree comes out of your mouth?
What?
Poetry. You know it's good when Medea doesn't get it.
Can you say it again? Did you say poetry?
Yeah.
For real?
Yeah.
Yes. Nice. I get it.
That was a good dad joke.
Oh my gosh.
All right. So what do? We do the same outro?
Probably.
Same outro.
Or a different one. Welcome back. What's next? What's going on?
What's new with you?
And also, what is new with you, Day?
Question mark.
Yesterday was my first day back at jiu-jitsu in like 11 months.
11? That's a long time.
Yeah, because of COVID. Shout out to restrictions. Yeah, out here in Germany, it's been wild for a bit, so we haven't been training, but they opened it up and you have to show a negative test that you take right in front of the coach, or you have to show that you're fully vaccinated and then you're good to go. And you got to sign in and, you know, agree to all the protocols and stuff like that. But it was awesome. I'm super tired because I did it last night and then I went to the gym this morning. Super excited to just like have that outlet back, like being able to express the angst, because I have an office job, you know, and you're not supposed to just sit in an office all the time. And I've tried to do other things, you know, tried to like go to the gym and stuff like that, and it's okay, it's all right, but it's not the same as like grabbing a hold of somebody and trying to choke them, or like getting out of somebody trying to strangle you, you know, like there's nothing like it. Yeah. So it's like my favorite way to just relieve stress and to, I don't know, just be normal. What about you guys? How do y'all like cope? How do y'all relieve stress?
I think a big one is, I think a big one for a lot of people is listening to music or also doing exercise. Me and Medea have been exercising, like going on runs more. I like taking showers. Taking showers helps me.
Oh, yeah?
What I do for stress relief is I like to be by myself. That's kind of basically it. Because I can do other things, but if I'm not by myself, I think it doesn't really work. Like, I can listen to music, like, around people, I guess, but it wouldn't be that great to me. Or, like, going on a run by myself. Or, like, Fix was talking about earlier about, like, how, like, watching your favorite show. Like, I wouldn't enjoy it necessarily if I wasn't by myself. I think that's just me, though. But that's what works for me, is just being by myself.
Is it like a particular type of stress that makes you want to be by yourself, or anytime you're stressed?
I think anytime I'm stressed, I don't know. I don't know if I get too many different types of stress. No, I think it's just all types of stress that I like to be by myself.
Okay. What about you, Fix?
For me, it's different. If it gets to a certain point, I do need to be by myself, and I don't want to be around people. So that's kind of it for me. Sometimes I do want to be around people if I am stressed, but if it gets to a certain extent, like I know the feeling, then I need to be by myself, and it's the best way to get through it for me.
You think any of that is not wanting people to see you stressed?
I don't think so.
I think that's a huge part of it. For me, I think that's a huge part of it. I don't really like people seeing I'm stressed. I don't really like people seeing me get emotional in any way, really. So usually for me, I don't want people to see me. And then the other part's just me wanting to be by myself too.
Yeah. And for you, it's not like that, Meds?
No, I think sometimes it can get to a point with me where I don't care what people, like, how people see me. I only care about myself in that situation, so I'm only thinking about myself. I'm not like, oh, I'm so stressed, I better get away from them so they don't see me like that. Because I'm only thinking about myself. Like, I don't know if it's a selfish thing to do. I think it's all right to do. But that's just how I am.
Yeah. So you think, like, there's certain situations where you get stressed and you can't leave people, though, right? Like, you might be at your work or...
Yeah.
Like, if you guys have been there before, right? You're in practice. You're in softball practice. And you're getting stressed out over something. And you're not having a good practice. And you can't go anywhere. And you're just like, cool.
Yeah.
And I think... I understand what you're saying, but I also think that it does make you feel kind of weird when everybody's watching you kind of not like having a meltdown, but like just kind of getting affected by everything, you know?
Yeah. It would definitely, what you can do is just try not to talk to anybody.
What's that?
What you could try to do in a situation like that is just try not to talk to anybody. And if they respect you, they'll hopefully leave you alone.
What were you saying, Fix?
And, like, respect your space.
Yeah, that usually happens. Usually people will try to come up to you or, like, you know, and ask you if you're okay. Other times you're just like, yeah, and you're like, and then you can just say that you want to be by yourself. You can always just voice it, you know. I think a lot of people would appreciate that more than kind of be like, go away, you know. Sometimes it is a struggle to voice that you are stressed, because then they'll be like, oh, do you want to talk about it? Let's talk about it. And then they'll just keep bugging you about it. So,
yeah, everybody wants to do something, right? They don't want to just not be contributing. For me, it's strangling people. That's what I like to do. And and get strangled too, right? These guys, you roll with people, they're better than you. You roll with people that are better than you. I just feel like, for me, especially when we used to do it in the morning, right now we're doing it in the afternoons, but once we're through and we've done all our trips and stuff like that, we'll be able to do the mornings. And I always loved being able to, like, especially the way that we used to roll with the class of guys that I used to have, they're bigger guys. They're all over 200 pounds, some of them well over 200 pounds. And we rolled hard. And I always felt like, regardless of what happened that day, it's not as bad as, you know, there's a guy that is 220 pounds that's better than me that was beating the hell out of me earlier today. And this is not as bad as that, you know? It gives you a good relative baseline. And I think that there's people that you see them, they get these stressors and the way that they react at work, and you're just like, you have never put yourself in a really uncomfortable situation, you know, to kind of get that stress out, because you need that to build up your resiliency, you know. So what is new in the world? Yeah. What's going on in the world today? Anybody canceled? What's going on? There's always somebody canceled.
Billie Eilish is starting to get canceled, but I think she's
starting to get canceled. What's going on?
Yeah.
What's going on?
There was a video resurfaced of her lip syncing to a song that had a slur in it. So she had an apology.
Resurfaced. That's definitely one of those words that we hear it now. We've heard it over the last couple of years, and you know it's a bad thing, right? Somebody says resurfaced. Yeah. It's like that.
Yeah.
You would only hear it back in the day when it was like somebody's like long lost father or like a deadbeat dad that showed up. It's like, oh, he resurfaced. And now it's always
yeah.
And now it's always just this bad tweet or like an old video. So what do you guys think about that? With this whole like you just can't make a mistake. Like you can't have ever made a mistake. Yeah. Mm-hmm. How do you guys feel? This is y'all's generation. How do you guys feel?
It's dumb. I think it can help you sometimes with like correcting yourself and watching yourself.
Sure.
But also it can be some like just a simple mistake or something that like, but it also shows how people like really are, you know? But sometimes it can just be like so like, if I was a celebrity today, I'd be so scared to like talk about anything because anybody can twist your words around. Like how Billie Eilish, she got like, she's getting like called that she's been queer baiting because on her
recent
music video.
I'm guessing that that term means something different than when I was a kid.
I'm guessing so.
What does it mean?
Probably they. I don't know what it means. It means like they like when people were talking about it, they were saying that because she made a post and she was like around a lot of girls because
it was her music
video. It was her music video, and the caption was "I love girls," and so she thought everyone thought she was like coming out, but then like a week later, you know, maybe not a week, but later on, she has a boyfriend. They also like kind of compared it with like when she came out with the song that was "I Wish You Were Gay." So everyone thought she was coming out saying like she thought a girl was gay, like wishing she was gay. But then it was talking about her wanting a boy to wish, like she wished he was gay.
Yeah.
To like kind of like, you know, it was that. And it explained it in the song. Like the song was very, it made sense. But just a lot of people were upset because they didn't have all the information, you know. And so they made all these like, just like these quick judgments just because they didn't know what's going on and stuff.
Yeah. And I've seen videos on TikTok of like fans explaining like why they're mad at Billie Eilish for queer baiting and they're explaining how like, you know, in the past she said she's straight, but she goes ahead and she's touching girls in her new music video, but like she can't express herself. Like that's just what she's doing. You don't have to like put, I don't think you have to put a label on it. Maybe there's something like deep rooted that we don't know about and we're just looking at like the surface of it.
Sure.
And that's just what I'm seeing. Like people can do whatever.
Isn't she young?
Yeah.
Is she like a young person?
She's 18.
Yeah, 19. I think she's 19, I think.
Maybe. No, she's that young?
She's young.
Wow. Okay. All right. I did not even know she was that young. I kind of aware of her just because of like the video with Shroot where he's like, "Hello, William Eyelash." I think because she's a big Office fan. I don't really know. I must have heard some of her music before, but I don't really know really anything. I know she's that very she's talented. Like, yeah, I've seen that. Like I think I've seen some videos and stuff of like them talking about like her voice. It seems like she's like the way more talented, slightly less good-looking Kat Dennings, seems like. I don't know. Is Kat Dennings
a girl?
Is Kat Dennings talented? I don't know. Kat Dennings? That's a girl.
Yeah, we need.
You don't know who that is?
No. We're looking her up.
Hold on.
Show it, show it up. Okay. Show it, show it up. Hold on,
they Kat Dennings. That's Kat.
Maybe, you said,
Reddit image
you
is
said
cool.
Denny's, dummy.
Kat Denny's? Girl. No one likes Denny's.
Oh, is her?
No.
All right, Kat Dennings.
These are like the two things that I heard that I hate the most. I hate cats. I hate Denny's.
Oh, Denny's. Yeah. Oh, we know her.
Okay. Yeah. Don't they sort of seem in the same universe? But either way, sort of looks like Kat Dennings. Shout out to Andrew WK.
Yeah.
Party hard. All right. I've had enough of y'all shenanigans.
Bathroom talk.
Welcome to bathroom talk.
Yep.
We are back in a different setting. We are on camera.
Yeah. So we recently just had a birthday. We're 18.
Yeah.
As of 4 days ago.
Mm-hmm.
So it was our birthday. We woke up and we got all ready and everything, but nothing else was ready. So we had to stay upstairs while everyone was decorating.
And we got up early too.
Yeah.
Not it was early.
We got up at like 9:30
because it was our birthday.
Yeah.
So we're like, we're getting up. And so that's what happened. And then we had to stay upstairs in our room until everything was ready. Then we went downstairs. It was basically a carnival.
It was a party.
Yeah. So we had all these banners and 18 was everywhere. It was all German.
Yeah.
And then we had balloons and it was like 18 and then birthday. Wait, no, happy birthday. And so it was great. We had gifts.
Yep.
And then there was also, I was going to say party favors.
What even is a party favor?
Because there was shots downstairs too.
Oh, yeah.
So it's legal here.
We took a couple.
Yeah. Yeah, that was pretty much the morning. Our birthday was great. We watched The Devil Wears Prada, The King of Staten Island, Date Night, all great. All great. Yep. It was awesome.
We had our friends over. Well, we had my best friend Kat over and then my boyfriend over.
Madea had two guests. I had myself and Daddy.
Because her boyfriend didn't come.
He decided not to.
That's a whole thing that we will not disclose.
Yeah. Be imaginative.
Yeah.
Anyways, we started watching American Horror Story. Actually, we also started and we stopped because now we're not watching anymore, apparently. Yeah. But we both did at the same time.
Yeah.
We're on TikTok and there's all these things about American Horror Story on TikTok with Evan Peters.
Mm-hmm.
So we basically saw the first episode.
Yeah.
Like, we've seen it already. But it was good so far. I hope we do watch it, you know?
It's a really good show. Like, I like where the story is going and stuff. It's just kind of scary.
Yeah.
It's kind of sad.
That's about as freaking Hannibal.
Because Alexa, she likes to remind all of us that things like the stories in the show are kind of based off true events.
Yeah.
She's like, oh, I saw that. 18 dead.
Like, it's so sad. Like, just let us believe it's fiction.
Yeah.
She tells us everything. She's like, that's based off Ted Bundy. She'll be on her phone like this and be like, she'll start typing, trying to just figure out everything.
It's pretty funny.
Yeah. It's pretty great.
So she informs us on all of it.
Yeah. But we are actually going to be going on a trip soon to Greece.
Let's talk about the trip we're going to soon.
Oh, so we are going on a trip this weekend to Belgium. We're going to a place that keeps getting called something funny, like Widerst or
Waters.
Something.
We don't know. It starts with a W.
Maybe.
But apparently, I think it has like a bunch of art and museums. That's what I heard from Alexa.
From World War One.
From World War One.
Exactly. So we're going to go to Belgium. And we love Belgium, so we're going to have fun.
Yeah.
Then we're going to go to Greece later.
And the
weekend after, right?
Yep.
So, oh my gosh, we're going in 2 weeks. Greece is going to be fun.
Yeah.
We spent a lot of money.
We're trying to get burnt.
Yeah. Well, not too burnt. Not survivor style.
Ooh.
We are just trying to have a good time because it's like the birthday trip for all of us because all our birthdays are in June.
Yeah, and Daddy and Alexa, they have a hot tub in their room.
Yeah.
In their hotel room.
Yeah. Tell me how that makes sense.
Yeah, but we can't keep acting like this because we won't get invited.
Yeah, so we're not complaining.
We're not making fun of them. We're just like, isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
I don't know how long we're there for. Is it like a week?
I think so. I don't know. We don't know the dates.
We forget the dates.
Yeah. But after that, we're probably going to try to hang out with some friends. The movie theater, the BX, the movie theater at the BX reopened. So,
yep,
we're going to try to... We thought about it. We haven't even talked to Daddy about it. So no,
we're trying to party, though.
Yeah, we're trying to hang out with people, you know, before we leave, before they leave, before, you know, all this stuff. So we think going to, like, the movie theater would be a good place to start.
Yeah, because there's nothing else.
Yeah, that's the only thing that reopens. So I'm sure a lot of people are going.
Yeah.
Probably have to get there early. Probably have to do a lot of stuff. Probably have to read up on it. Ugh, probably a lot.
I can ask two people that I know went.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right, yeah. Okay, so we plan on doing that. I was on the phone with our good friend Tristan. Y'all know him from Gonzo Fatherhood.
Yep.
And for you new people of Woke Apnea, he's a great friend of ours. He's always on, he was always talked about on Gonzo Fatherhood because he's a huge supporter.
Yeah.
Recently, Daddy just followed him on Instagram, and he sent me a picture, and he's like, my favorite podcast is like, I'm back! He's freaking out, and it was so funny. Like, his face was like,
that. It was great.
Did you save it?
Yeah, I saved it.
All right, show it.
It's on my phone.
Show it.
No, he'll be, no.
He'll be embarrassed?
Yeah.
All right, we'll get permission.
Yeah, maybe next time.
yeah, but
when it's not relevant.
Yeah, I was on the phone with him today. And he was telling me, for those of y'all that listen to the Gonzo Fatherhood, there was a moment where we were talking about Daddy, and he had left the seat open. Like, you know how, like, guys will leave a seat, like,
open in a bathroom?
Yeah. Like, you know how the toilet's open? And the toilet seat's open? Like, from when how guys pee? So, we were talking about that, and there was a huge thing where, like, the seat in the bathroom, in our bathroom that we use with Alexa, was open. And Daddy, he goes in there sometimes to pee. At night. But he was saying that he never used that bathroom, and he never left the seat open. And we're like, why would we leave the seat open? He's like, I don't know. And so, it was a whole thing, that whole podcast. And then Tristan was talking to me about it today, and he was really pressed. He just kept saying that he was on Daddy's side about the whole toilet thing.
Oh my gosh.
He said that he was on his side. And he said, I leave my toilet seat open all the time. I never close it. He just kept saying that. And he said that, in quotations, he said, I'm on the side of Mr. Fatherhood Garcia. And I was like, oh geez. And then he started blaming it on me. He said, it was probably your fault. And I was like, oh geez. But yeah, so he's a huge supporter. You'll probably hear more about him later on.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he recently tried following Daddy's, like, personal Instagram, so he told me about that, and he didn't want to do it at night and be, like, a weirdo,
yeah.
So, but I also think he did do it at night, so it is what it is, yeah, but that's pretty much what's going on in our lives. We, just got this trip coming up, our birthday happened, it was super cool, yep. Now we're just kind of relaxing this week. And then we're going to go to Belgium, then relax next week, go to Greece.
We were saying how, like, well, I was saying, like, on our birthday, I told you how my boyfriend came and my best friend came, and, which is also a good friend with Fix, too.
Yeah.
But I was saying, we should have just invited Tristan, because he would have had the time of his life.
He
would have been in our rooms, he'd be like, oh, this is the studio. He would just be fangirling. And yeah. That was so funny.
Yeah. It was too late notice, because I found out the night before that he wouldn't be coming. So,
yeah,
it was too late notice, but we thought that would be funny. He would just be, like, freaking out.
Yeah, I scratched my tattoo just now. I don't know if you saw my reaction, like, a second ago.
Sometimes I do that, too. But we've been taking care of our tattoos.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well,
if you're thinking of getting a tattoo, you should get one. It's just the process after is worse than getting the tattoo.
Yeah.
You just have to wait for it to heal forever.
Yeah,
forever.
Y'all don't even know. Y'all skin peels. The tattoo peels.
It does.
Peels.
Like, I didn't know that.
This skin wasn't there.
It was like there. It was under it.
And it peeled away.
I'm still peeling.
Oh, don't show them.
I want shiny.
It's weird. It's definitely weird. Then it gets itchy and it's just like, ugh. But I didn't know that the freaking skin peeled.
Me either.
That's
I thought it was good to go like an hour after you got it. But it's like it's an injury to your skin. So it's gotta heal.
Yeah.
And it's basically an open wound. So you have to take care of it. Like you can't just leave it.
Yeah. We've been doing good. Excited for the next one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll let y'all know about it.
Yeah. But I think that's it for bathroom talk. Yeah. We pretty much updated y'all on our lives. So yeah, Daddy went to the bathroom. He's probably gonna come back soon. Wonder when.
We can text. Oh, I hear him. Can y'all hear me? We should end it before he comes.
All right.
Well, this is bathroom talk for y'all.
Yeah.
Stay safe.
Yes, stay safe. Wash your hands. Yeah, just don't cough on anybody. Please. Be smart.
Please.
And we'll try to be smart too.
Yeah.
Okay. And that's the end of bathroom talk.
Goodbye. Bathroom talk is over now.
Perfect timing.
Wow.
Killing the game.
So what was going on? Were you guys talking about Too Hot to Handle?
No. That's for our next podcast when we watch it. Then we can talk about it.
When who watches it?
When we watch it.
So you watched the first season?
Yeah, we watched it.
What is Too Hot to Handle?
Okay. Let us tell you.
You go.
Okay.
So it's, you're basically on an island and there's all these like people from everywhere. Mm-hmm. And they go on, and they're promiscuous people,
known.
And so, So you go to this island, y'all are just having fun at this moment, and then they find out by like this friggin'
Siri thing.
Yeah, it's like it looks like a little what's it called, diffuser?
Yeah, it's like a little Alexa though.
Yeah,
it talks to you.
Yeah, it's really weird. It's dumb a little bit, but maybe they change it this season, who knows.
Yeah.
And they tell them that like you can't kiss, you can't do anything, you know, you can't do anything with anyone that you decide that you are interested in, because you'll get money taken away from you. So they start off with like $100,000, and that's for everyone to split, and every time that somebody does something, money will get taken away. I think kissing was 3,000, and then it gets higher with like everything. So there was like these people last season that purposely wanted to take money away.
Yeah.
There was this one girl on it and everyone loved her. They thought she was so beautiful and everything, but she was like a snake. I didn't like her.
No, she's like a terrible person. Yeah, like, actually.
Yeah, and everyone will know who this is if we just describe it that way.
Yeah.
Okay. But yeah.
But a lot, every like guy likes her and like follows her on Instagram.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just because she's so pretty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
She's a snake.
That's what she got famous from.
Wait a minute. How's the UK is wild right now? How are they going to do it? Because COVID?
Quarantine probably.
Yeah, because that's what they did for it last year. They quarantined.
Yeah, because it came out during quarantine.
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys have been paying attention, but the UK, like, shout out to variants. The UK is going crazy right now. They got a lot of cases. A lot of cases. We were supposed to be going to the UK, like, in a week.
Yeah.
No longer.
They were like, thank goodness we didn't.
You guys got a quarantine.
Now we didn't want to go there anymore, and we chose Greece instead.
So, I just wanted us to dress a little bit better on this one, just because I want to be able to get into every restaurant that I want to get into.
Yeah.
I don't want anybody looking at something like you can't.
Medea and I look wild on our trips.
You always do.
We dress like kids.
We dress like babies. Medea's always got her Nike slides on. I have some weird socks that I have to, like, reassemble so I don't get a bad tan line.
Mm-hmm. But then we're wearing like crazy shorts that don't match our shirts.
No.
Just because we have shorts.
Yeah.
And we want to wear shorts. And then we bring backpacks.
Yeah.
We bring drawstrings. We need to get a different backpack.
I won't bring my Kate Spade though, because that's too nice. Shout out Journey.
Yeah.
Maybe I can bring a purse.
Yeah, I think we'll bring a purse. It'll be easier. It's just like one.
Purse trip.
Yeah.
And we're going to go out on a boat. That'll be cool.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm excited about that.
Boated
eat some seafood.
This is our big trip because all of our birthdays are all lumped up. Take the big trip.
Yeah.
Have a good time. Send you guys off right. Maybe talk to y'all again. Yeah. I don't know yet.
Yeah.
But you guys will be over there for a couple. You guys will be there for a while. And if things go the way that they are right now, you'll be seeing us in San Antonio pretty soon.
You did it on Wokapnea. Announcement. Is that what you're going to title it?
We do have assignments in San Anto. You guys pumped about that?
Yeah. San Antonio. Yes. Good. We can go to Hooters.
Oh God, y'all are worse than Journey. Shout out to Gabe. All right, did you have anything else that you guys want to talk about before we roll out? Are we good?
No, I'm good.
Nope. All right. Hey, thanks for watching. If you guys watched, even clicking and watching for a couple minutes or scrolling to the end to be like, did this really go this long? Why did these guys end this way? If you skip to the end, you miss things. So, I don't know. There's consequences for your actions. But thanks a lot for tuning in. We'll see if this is how we're going to do it. I know it's weird. You might put it up on YouTube and then put it on Facebook, put it on Instagram. You'll have no idea how many people are actually looking at it because, like, the view counts on, like, YouTube are different than like what you see on Instagram and what you see on like Facebook. So just give us feedback and then we'll know that you guys are listening. So comment, like, subscribe. Thanks for coming on, girls. First guests, what's up? Or am I the first guest?
Nice. You're the first guest.
Yeah.
That we are woke and she is apnea.
What did you say? Woke and what?
Apnea. I'm apnea.
Okay. You said you wanted to say I'm woke and she's apnea.
Yeah, that's what Medea said.
Okay. I thought she said we are woke and she's apnea. Yeah, that is what she said.
I did say that.
That's the perfect way to end this.